It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. We've been reporting all week on the collapse of Bear Stearns, the country's fifth largest investment bank. Big news on Wall Street, obviously. NPR's Adam Davidson walked down a street in Bear Stearns neighborhood to find out how what you might call everyday people are affected by the company's troubles.
Bear Stearns' collapse has a clear, direct impact on some people. Investors lost billions. A few thousand employees might lose their jobs. I found some of them nervously smoking in front of company headquarters on 47th Street in Manhattan. At least I assume they're nervous. No Bear staff would talk to me.
We're not allowed to talk to the press.
You're not allowed to talk to the press?
No, you gotta talk to our public relations people.
Public relations wouldn't talk either. The direct impact is a bit broader than just staff and investors.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
Is most of your business Bear Stearns?
Yeah.
Galal Jean, who goes by Jimmy, is sitting in a black limo in front of Bear Stearns. He's a driver with, real name here, XYZ Limo. He only drives for Bear Stearns. 250 other drivers at XYZ exclusively work for Bear Stearns. They're all terrified, he says.
Of course, yeah, very much, because we don't know what to do now.
He says he's going to send his daughter to a cheaper private school. In addition to all the people directly impacted by Bear's crisis, there's a broader indirect impact. Bear's employees make and spend a lot of money. Losing all those high salaries might hurt real estate, luxury goods, bars, and restaurants. But how big is that secondary indirect impact? I went right across the street from Bear Stearns to a particularly New York institution. It's a Gennetto's pizza truck. Jake Tortorello sells pizzas out of a modified bus. Half his business, he says, is to Bear Stearns workers. But he's not worried.
I don't think it's going to be crazy like a loss, no. You know, within a month, people will start coming out and buying pizza again.
If this guy right across the street isn't worried, then it's hard to imagine too many other restaurants in the city are. After all, Bear's entire workforce in New York is about 8,000. That's not much in a region with 18 million people. The impact of Bear Stearns seems to be diffused with every step away from its headquarters. Halfway down the block, I found a stationery store owner who said he wouldn't notice if Bear disappeared. Another half block, I found three shopkeepers who didn't even know Bear Stearns was in the neighborhood. I stay on 47th Street and walk another block to the corner of 6th Avenue, where I find AA Pawn Shop and its owner, Michael Rubinoff. He says lately the pawn business is going great.
What can I tell you? It's growing. People need money.
The worse the economy is, the better you do.
That's exactly the case, yes.
I point out that he gives desperate people credit, and his neighbor, Bear Stearns, collapsed in part because it couldn't get credit when it was desperate.
If Bear Stearns come to me for the loan, I don't think I can afford them.
We're having fun, but I realized, talking to Rubinoff, why the Bear Stearns story matters so much. It's not that Bear's problems have a huge direct impact on the economy. It's that Bear's collapse is a sign, a symptom of a larger problem. Bear was highly leveraged. They had taken big risks and needed a constant inflow of loans just to keep going. It makes sense that they'd be the first big company to collapse when credit started to dry up. The fear is that lots of other businesses will have trouble getting loans. Rubinoff told me that he has a $1 million line of credit at two banks. Without that money,
I will be in trouble, like Bear Stearns.
If Rubinoff doesn't get credit, then he can't give loans out to his customers. They won't be able to pay off their bills. If what happened to Bear Stearns starts happening more and more, if people and businesses can't get credit,
it's going to be really, really bad. That's what I can tell you.
Of course, that's exactly what the Federal Reserve is trying so hard to prevent. Adam Davidson, NPR News, New York.